The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
Ready for some fun in the Disney parks? Don't forget your Sorcerer Radio gear. The Sorcerer Radio Shop has everything you need to show your SR pride in the parks. Pins, shirts, hats, and more. Before you begin your vacation, stop by the Sorcerer Radio Shop at srsounds.com/shop.
Is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Howdy, folks. Please keep your hands and arms inside the train and remain seated at all times.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Let's make some magic.
All right, cut the chatter.
You're listening to DW60.
Welcome to the program. It's DW60's Press Row, Season 15.
15! 15.
However you may be listening, Sorcerer Radio, iHeartRadio, now Pandora as well, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, we're glad you're here to find out what is happening at the Walt Disney World Resort in 2021? Thank goodness 2020 is over with.
I mean, not that everything's like back to normal or better, but
yeah, but we got through it though. Yeah. Is what I'm saying. You know,
we're just over the hump.
It's done. It's over with. We can now put it behind us.
Yeah.
You know, we intended to do our first show last week.
Right.
And
I was,
you had a migraine.
Yeah. Like, I came home from work and slept until 9 p.m.
Yeah. And I had some abdominal cramps going on you were sleeping. And so, I mean, the day was just not good.
No.
And I was like, okay, I guess we're just going to have to push this a week.
You know? I did wake up at like 9 o'clock at night and I was like, okay, I'm ready. And you're like, no, you're not.
I looked at her and I was like, do you want me to go ahead and just push the start of the show for next week? And you're like, yes.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to do it. It's 9 o'clock, but let's record.
Yeah.
No,
not going to happen. So we hope everybody had a fantastic Christmas and New Year holiday time and everything else. And back to work, back to school, or, you know, whatever it is you're doing. If you're still sheltering at home, you know, quarantine and everything else. We now got vaccines going out throughout the country. I got my first vaccine just the other day.
Yep.
I got another one coming at the beginning of February, so I was real happy about that.
You had a little arm soreness and a little bit of fatigue.
Yeah.
That was really it.
Yeah. Today, I've had a little bit of a headache, some chills. But yesterday, boy, my arm was sore.
Yeah, but
better today, though.
If that's the worst of it.
It's like a flu shot for me, you know, it just, it hits you a little bit and then I was good to go. But, that was nice to be able to get started. Lots of different things. And I do mean lots of different things have been happening so far in 2021, at the Walt Disney World Resort. But first, let me address this. This is season 15 of DW60 on Sorcerer Radio. Now, I know the podcast hasn't been going on that long.
Yeah, but we're on like year three of the podcast.
Yeah, we're out, you know, year three, I think. But to go back and kind of think about what this show has become in the last 15 years, completely and totally unexpected from me just starting off on the Character Breakfast podcast doing the world in news, you know.
Yeah.
Which is so long ago. And then the idea of DW60, you know, getting with DJ Sourcey and putting that together and what we wanted to do and what we wanted to try and build for the Disney community, is nothing short of just amazing.
Well, the station turns 20 this year.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
A station that started in DJ Sorcy's dorm room in college, I believe.
Just to be able to listen to Disney music. Yeah. That's just all he wanted to do.
Just for himself.
You know? Yeah.
Analog.
So for 20 years of the station and now starting the 15th season year of DW60, from going to a computer with a little bitty desktop microphone from Logitech that you could buy for $10 to what it has become now.
Right.
Is, wow. Just blows my mind.
Yeah.
It literally blows my mind.
We have like a full setup going on now.
Yeah.
And it shows, you know, the quality of the show, the quality of the audio, the fun little sound effects we've been able to add and heck music. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. And just to every person that has been listening to this show since it started, and to all of those who are maybe just now listening to the show for the first time.
Thank you.
Thank you and welcome.
Welcome. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As I said, we do have a lot of things going on at the Walt Disney World Resort. But, ladies and gentlemen, I want to start with this. It's 2021. It's a brand new year. So, I might as well just go ahead and do this now and get it over with. Ladies and gentlemen, it has now been 1,558 days since we had a nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom. Let that sink in for 2021 real quick.
And I don't think it's going to change anytime soon.
This goes along the lines of some of the things we're going to talk about today.
I mean, we don't even get D23 this year for like a sprinkle of hope.
Do I think there's a nighttime parade coming in 2021? It's a 50-50 shot.
Yeah.
And the only reason I say that is because of the 50th anniversary of the Walt Disney World Resort. That's the only reason. But we'll get to that and some other things in just a second. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about this real quick. This is... So back in November last year, Black Friday edition of the show, we talked about this agreement between Disney and a company called Brightline. And that Walt Disney World had announced that Disney entered an agreement with Brightline to construct a train station over Disney Springs. And that train would go from Disney Springs to Orlando International Airport. Now, there's another separate line which is going to like West Palm Beach, I believe Miami, another location as well. I can't remember which one it was exactly. But it was exciting news. A train you could take to Disney Springs. That's great. It's wonderful. The only thing that concerned me was this, and I asked the question, what does that mean for Disney's Magical Express? Now, that's the bus service that takes you from Orlando International Airport to the Walt Disney World Resort, and they drop you off at your resort.
And your luggage.
And your luggage. Everything. You've got this big bus. You sit down. There's a fantastic video from Disney that plays. As you get closer to the sign that we all love when we enter the resorts, you know, the bus driver lets you know, and everybody cheers, and they clap, and it's just this wonderful experience. It's a magical experience that you have. Now, all of a sudden, just this past week, and a lot of you already know about this, but if you didn't, Disney announced that starting with Disney Resort Hotels arrivals on January the 1st, 2022, they will no longer offer the services of Disney's Magical Express for airport transportation. This is what they said on Disney Parks Blog. Vacationers have more options to choose from than ever for transportation, including rideshare services that save time and offer more flexibility to go where they want, when they want. In light of this shift, when Disney Resort Hotel bookings open for stays in 2022, we will no longer offer Disney's Magical Express service for airport transportation, starting with arrivals January 1st, 2022. We will continue to operate the service for new and existing reservations made at Disney Resort hotels for arrivals throughout 2021. Additionally, complimentary transportation options such as buses, monorails, and Disney Skyliner will continue to be available within Walt Disney World Resort for Disney Resort Hotel guests, including to and from all four theme parks. What Disney Parks blog said. When this announcement was made, social media blew up.
You would have thought they burned something down.
Like literally. Cinderella's castle is no more. We are tearing it down.
Yeah.
That's the response that social media had for this.
People were like writing obituaries. It was like, I was shocked at the response. I did not expect this to have such a large negative response.
Surprising.
It was surprising.
Yeah.
And I think most people were not surprised, but I was like shocked. I was like, oh, we feel very strongly about this bus system.
Yeah.
I will say, I just have to preface our conversation today. I have never ridden the Magical Express.
Okay.
I have never flown into Orlando International Airport. I've never taken the Magical Express to the resorts. I've never taken it back to the airport. When we brought this up when we talked about them retheming Splash Mountain, I do not have the same nostalgia for these things, these services, that a lot of other people have. So I think part of that influences my opinion as well. But
okay.
I felt like it was important to
But
know.
You've watched video of Magical Express before.
Right,
you know,
right.
You know what it is.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. I know what it is. I understand, you know, both emotionally and... I'm trying to think of the word. Like, I understand why people love it, why people have a connection to it, and why they appreciate them taking their luggage and taking them from the airport and whatnot. But I've just never used it myself. I just haven't ever had the opportunity to.
Sure. Yeah. I get it. From a standpoint of a person that's used it, I get why people are upset. This to me is, and a lot of other people have said this, this to me is literally the start of your Disney vacation.
Right.
When you check into your airport at home to fly to Orlando, you put those little luggage tags on with the Mickey symbol on them, everything else. That's the last time you see your bags until you get them in your resort room.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to the airport, you go straight to Magical Express. Your vacation has started.
Right.
And then they take you to the resort, and you do what you want from there. It may take a couple hours for your baggage to get there, blah, blah, blah. You can have fun. Go shop or do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But somebody explained to me, we understand and we get the fact that there is a Brightline train coming to Disney Springs. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
But explain to me as to why Disney is taking away a service for an entire year, because they say the Brightline train and train station is not going to be ready at Disney Springs until 2023. So if they're stopping this in 2022, why does Disney not want to get their guests to the resort? They just want to go, oh, well, we're not doing it anymore, so it's on you. You can walk if you want to. You can take an Uber, a Lyft, or you can rent a car. Oh, but by the way, if you're going to rent a car, guess what? You're going to have to pay for parking.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, there's other, like, car services.
Yeah.
You don't have to use an Uber.
Exactly.
So, like, I grew up going to Disneyland, and I think this is also part of why I didn't freak out like a lot of people. I grew up going to Disneyland. I did not go to Walt Disney World until after I graduated high school. I never went as a child, never went with my family. We went to Disneyland. Well, there is no Magical Express at Disneyland.
Right.
And I'd say 90% of people stay off property at Disneyland.
Sure.
You know, there's not 35 resorts at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But so we always just, we paid a company and they had a passenger van and you got in the car with like 12 other people.
Sure.
That were going to your same hotel or close to it and they would drop you off. So I'm like, yeah, just get a car service. Just get an Uber. They'll take, you know, for me, I'm just like, all right, well, we'll do something else. But I could understand if you were a parent with kids and strollers and luggage, and now you have to pile that into some random person's Uber who doesn't have car seats, who their car might not fit all your luggage. Like, it can.
Well, I mean, you're paying more if you have to get an Uber that's like XL.
Right, right.
You know, that's going to cost you more money because of all of the stuff that you. Nobody just brings one bag to Walt Disney World. They're going to bring a couple.
Yeah.
You know, it makes sense.
That's why we drive.
But essentially, this is what Disney is doing. Disney is simply saying it's not our problem.
Yeah, I'm saying figure it out.
For you to get from Orlando International Airport to your resort. It's not our problem because we're discontinuing this, and here we go, complimentary service.
Right. I think the biggest upset was not necessarily that the Magical Express is going away, but it was that Disney, there was no replacement.
Yeah.
No, they didn't say, you know, this is ending, but
this is beginning.
Yeah, look what's coming next. They just said, sorry.
Just the way it is.
So I think, you know, people were like, well, what are we supposed to do? Like, what? Just kind of left them feeling like high and dry.
Pretty much.
And with, like you said, with the announcement of, you know, no longer offering complimentary magic bands, this Magical Express service is going away.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, something else. But, you know, now park hopping's back. Like, it's just things, there's no more, we still don't have a dining plan.
Yeah.
Like, we there's don't just have that, a lot of perks to staying on property that are not available right now or being discontinued, and you're not seeing that reflected in the price of your vacation.
Would it not have made more sense? And this, you know, this phase of construction of the train station at Disney Springs may still be in its infancy, you know, but would it not have made more sense for Disney to say, okay, we're going to be, you know, doing all this, no more Magical Express 2022. Starting in 2023, you can get to the Walt Disney World Resort via a Brightline train to Disney Springs.
Right.
And what can happen is, and this is what I think should happen. Disney still needs to provide luggage tags for everybody.
Yes.
Because they need to be picking up your luggage at this train station at Disney Springs and taking it to your resort. Because, again, essentially you're dropping them off at Disney Springs. Why? Because they want you to shop and spend money. They want you to dine.
Right. And so if you have your, if I have my luggage, I am not hauling it around Disney Springs.
No.
I'm not.
No.
If I have my luggage, I'm going straight to my room.
That's right.
But if Disney is still picking up your luggage at the airport, or if they're picking it up at the train station at Disney Springs, which I think they should pick it up at the airport.
Because if I
get all the way to Disney Springs and I have my luggage and I still have to take it somewhere, I'm just going to get on the bus and go put it in my room myself.
That's true.
But yeah, they want you to go to Disney Springs and they want you to eat and shop before you even, they want you to spend money before you even check into your hotel room. That is why you're being dropped off at Disney Springs.
Because if they don't, then you pick up your luggage at the airport, then you put it on the train, you get it off the train, then you've got to get on a Disney bus.
Yeah,
one of the resort buses.
We talked about maybe the Skyliner. You and I talked about maybe the Skyliner would expand because it goes right over Disney
possibility.
Springs anyways.
Yeah, but then you got to haul all that to your resort as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think no matter what the next version of airport to resort transportation is, I do think Disney will, or as long as it's Disney provided or Disney adjacent, I do think they'll still take care of your luggage.
I understand the fact that Disney is not making the money that they normally make. I get it. The cost of getting rid of this service from a financial standpoint makes sense.
Well, and so, you know, the comment from Mears part of the comment from Mears was that this coincided with the end of the contract. Disney didn't go in and say, we can't pay this anymore. We need to get out of our contract. This needs to end now. The contract was already ending, and they just chose not to renew.
And Mears, they probably wouldn't have done just a one-year contract. They probably wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, probably not. And Mears came out and said, we will still be providing transportation.
You're just going to have to pay for it.
Right. And, I mean, you were already paying for it. It was just wrapped up in a bow with your package, with your resort room and your tickets, and your dining plan and everything. I'm sure if you itemized your resort fee, it's in there. You were paying for it.
I think it probably does. Yeah.
It just wasn't a separate additional fee.
I think Disney made it look good and called it complimentary.
Right. But it was included in your, you know, when you stay at a Disney property, you get this, this, and this, and this. I mean, but you're paying for it. That's right. Why you're staying on Disney property.
Is it me or are the inclusive, and we'll get to more of these, the inclusive benefits of staying on Disney property slowly fading away?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it is.
And I don't blame the pandemic. I don't blame that. I mean, this is a special circumstance where we're at certain capacities, certain restrictions, everything else. But we kind of saw this coming a while back. Let me ask you this. Would it not have made more sense, and would people have done this, if Disney said, we can't make Magical Express complimentary anymore. We're going to have to charge you $40 a person.
Right, but
or whatever.
My argument is you're already paying for it.
Right, but I don't think people knew that. They don't know that.
Don't nickel and dime me. Just, you know, add it to your, you know, up the room price $40.
But here's the thing. People would have paid it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. If Disney is worried about making money, people would have paid $40 a person or $60 each way, whatever it may be, to get from Orlando to their resort room and be done with it.
Well, and the other part of the Mears statement was that ridership for the Magical Express has steeply declined.
Pandemic.
Well, pre-pandemic, most people were not taking the Magical Express. A lot of people were driving in. A lot of people would rent cars because they're also going to go to the beach, or they're also going to go to Universal, or they're also going to go to Kennedy, or they're doing other stuff when they're in Central Florida.
Sure, yeah.
And so, you know, Mears and Disney both acknowledge that ridership for the Magical Express has declined. It's, you know, all these people are so upset, but if you ask a lot of them, when was the last time you rode the Magical Express? For a lot of people, it might have been a couple of years.
True. I mean, we all hate driving to Orlando.
And I-4.
And I-4, and for us, you know, Interstate 10, it's painful, you know. But we do it because we like the accessibility of being able to leave and go and do something else or go pick up something else. Or
right, and for us, where we live, we don't have a lot of flights going in and out of Orlando. Actually, we don't have any flights from where we live going into Orlando.
No,
we have to drive over an hour, pay to park at a airport, and then fly back to Orlando, and then we'd have to get a car or whatever there, and then you're kind of limited, you know, what days you can arrive and what. And because we go often for shorter trips, we usually go down on a Friday and come back on a Monday or whatever. So when we drive, our timeline is more flexible. So, I mean, that's a big reason why we drive. But
yeah, that's true.
But again, when we drive, we have to pay for parking.
We do. We pay that extra cost.
For our honeymoon, we paid over $100.
Disney's banking on that people are going to get rental cars.
Yeah.
So they have to pay for resort parking.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And resort parking went up recently, too, within the last year.
So, again, here's the situation. Disney's taking away. We're not adding anything. Well, they're kind of adding something. Let's talk about that for a second. They're kind of adding something. They're taking away. At the same time that this announcement about Magical Express was made, they made another announcement about extra magic hours. So if you remember, during the phased reopening, extra magic hours not available. No. We've already seen a decrease before pre-pandemic of extra magic hours because of after hours or before hour events.
Yeah, separately ticketed events.
Separate ticketed events. Disney noticed, oh, guess what? They're paying for this. Mm-hmm. they're getting half the amount of time, but paying full price.
Oh yeah, it was just as money. Much as a full day ticket.
Yeah. And I said it back then when all this started, extra magic hours is going to go away. Mm-hmm. And here it is.
Yep.
Extra magic hours are now gone.
Not coming back.
But Disney says, hold on, we've got something great for you.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Great is in air quotes.
Yeah. Okay. What we are going to do is that Disney Resort hotel guests and the other on near property hotels, we've talked about that before.
The good neighbor hotels.
Yeah. We'll be able to enter any of the four theme parks 30 minutes early every day, all the parks, as long as they have a ticket and a Disney Park Pass system reservation for that day. You tell me right now. You tell me. What do I do with 30 minutes?
You can barely get through the Starbucks line on Main Street.
Seriously. Right?
Really?
You're right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You have enough time to get in the park, maybe take a picture if you want on Main Street, and get to your first attraction. By the time you're done with that, people are going to start coming in.
Yeah.
If you want Starbucks, well, your 30 minutes is done.
Yeah. That's a Joffrey's day.
Yeah. And again, why are they doing this? Because they have found out that people will pay full price for a ticket, a day ticket, to do an after-hours event or an event in the morning. Early magic hours where you pay a certain price.
Right, and you got breakfast.
You got breakfast and all this other. People paid for it. Disney said, okay, that's cool because guess what? We're going to make all kinds of great things. Now pandemic has happened, but it's going to come back this year.
Well, and what was so crazy about the morning ones is it would in Magic Kingdom, it was only Fantasyland.
That's right.
Yep. And then in Hollywood Studios, it was only Toy Story Land. When they had it in Hollywood Studios for a short time.
But with this 30-minute, you know, perk that Disney wants to call it, you know what they haven't done? They have not said, here's what you're going to be able to do. Here's what's available in that 30 minutes. Again, why are you taking away something, giving us a crumb of the cracker?
Right.
But not giving us a little bit of something to put on top of the crumb?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Nope.
I don't get it.
I don't know, yeah, what you can do with 30 minutes. You can barely get from the TTC to Magic Kingdom in 30 minutes.
And if it's a bad day, you've lost your 30 minutes. What does it mean, really?
Yeah.
I would rather have a 30 minutes at night than 30 minutes in the morning.
Me too.
That's just me.
Yeah, but we also don't have, like, small children.
True. Yeah, that's true.
I'm sure for most parents, they're like, no.
Why'd they say that?
I mean, I'm sure they would rather have 30 minutes a night, too, if they could, you know, if it wasn't bedtime.
And then another complimentary service, you know, Magic Bands, now gone. You don't get those for free.
Back to the 30 minutes real quick. I mean, Epcot and Animal Kingdom and stuff, they're not even open. Like, Epcot's opening at 11. They're going to open at 10:30. It's not even like it's early. Like,
ooh, slow down.
Yeah.
You're making me excited about going 30 minutes early.
10:30.
You know. I mean, at least with Epcot, you can get to Spaceship Earth within a minute. You could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, great.
That's like it's a whole game plan. You're like, what are we going to do first?
Yeah.
You have to go straight for whatever, normal time, whatever you don't have fast pass for.
Can I get to Ratatouille within a 30-minute time span and get on early?
You can if you take the Skyliner.
Yeah. Again, I don't understand the 30 minutes. What does that accomplish? What kind of a real perk is that when you pay the inflated prices
of staying on property,
of staying at a Disney resort hotel?
The number one reason for staying on Disney property is convenience.
Transportation.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the convenience of you park your car. And you're paying $16 a night at a value resort, whatever. But you park your car and you don't have to get back in it until you're loading up your luggage. Your food, your parks, anywhere that you want to go, anything that you want to do is right there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is their big draw is convenience.
It is.
A lot of people will say theming too, which yes, but convenience.
And I'll tell you this real quick before we take a break. Disney Resort hotels are not all that. because Universal has some fantastic resorts that are some a better value than Disney.
The new Endless Summer Resorts, they have a system where the more nights you stay, the less expensive each night is. And they have some packages where it's $75 a night. You know, when the last time a value resort was $75 a night? It has to have been at least, probably close to 10 years now.
10 years?
I mean, but when was the last time $75 a night at a value resort? At least 7, 8?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. We got more to talk about. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Baby Yoda, Ahsoka Tano, Mando, Boba Fett. What's in the future for them at Disney Parks? It's coming up right here on DW60.
Tired of missing out on free dining and special park openings? Looking to keep your finger on the pulse of all things Disney? Well, we've got you covered. EarsAlert.com has up-to-date news, deals, and information from the very best Disney news sources. Visit EarsAlert.com and download our iOS or Android app to get immediate updates whenever a Disney news story breaks. Visit EarsAlert.com today.
Be sure to check out WDWDailyNews.com. WDW Daily News provides articles and other information about the Walt Disney Company and more. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at WDW Daily News, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
Looking for some fun on Facebook with fellow Disney fans? Then you need to join the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone.
Fun Zone.
The Fun Zone is an exclusive online gathering place where young and old alike can come and share their love of all things Disney in a family-friendly atmosphere. The Fun Zone will also be your place for exclusive downloads, images, giveaways, and more. Join us online by going to Facebook.com and searching for Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone.
Fun Zone.
That's the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone, part of Sorcerer Radio. SRSounds.com.
Are you a park opener? Maybe you love the smell of pirate water. Here at Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company, we're a little sweet on Gaston, and we think you might be too. Bring these magically inspired scents to your home, or it could be off with your head. Magically scent your world at magicallyscented.com. Sorcerer Radio listeners, be sure to use the code SOR20 to get 20% off your next magically scented order.
It's DW60 with Jeff Davis.
There's a very powerful voice. Where it's coming from, we have no idea.
On Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
It's DW60 here on Sorcerer Radio, Walt Disney Music all day long, srsounds.com. We hope you have the opportunity to hear all of the shows here on Sorcerer Radio, just like Touring the World with Andrew Sparks. Join Andrew as he takes you on a journey through the lands and parks of the Walt Disney World Resorts. New tours embark every single Thursday morning. Thursday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern here on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
His tour yesterday was of the Polynesian.
Ooh, that's my favorite resort.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
I got the push notification while I was at work, and I was like, ooh, turning that on. I was the only one in the office, so I have a Bluetooth speaker that hooked up to my computer, and I was on an island somewhere.
Oh, yeah, we didn't mention you got a new job while we were gone.
I did. Everything. Yeah, I finally got a new job. I was, you know, one of the many, many, many people who lost their job in the pandemic.
Right.
And I was unemployed for 9 months.
It was rough.
It was. It was rough, like, mentally. You know, I have always had one, if not more, jobs.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Even when I was in college, you know, I was working two jobs. I was working and then I was dog walking, or, you know, I've always been, like, very money motivated.
Working girl. Way.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
And so to not, like, the wedding kept me busy and that was great. But once that was over, I was like, now what do I do?
What do I do now? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So it feels really good to be back in office. I have a really great job. They treat me very well. Yeah. And it's like 6 minutes from our house. It's awesome.
Right. Right. So I asked the question, what do the Star Wars characters, Baby Yoda, Ahsoka Tano, Mando, Boba Fett, what kind of a role are they going to play at Disney Parks? The rumor is this. They might be coming to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Why, you ask? Here's my thought on it. And of course, this is just a rumor that we're hearing. I think that the current characters, of Kylo Ren, Rey, Chewbacca, all those, you know, current characters that they've got running around. I think they're going to become a little stale after a while.
Well, you don't see Luke, Leia, don't see any of them in Galaxy's Edge.
Because the big thing right now is The Mandalorian. And to have those characters there at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, I think would really, really be something special.
So do you think that means that in the upcoming seasons of The Mandalorian, we'll see Batuu?
It's a possibility that we always could see it. I mean, Batuu has its own comic, you know.
Right, right.
So there are extra stories out there about Batuu. I don't think they should get rid of Chewbacca. When you have the Millennium Falcon there, you have to keep Chewbacca around. Mm-hmm. Chewie can't go anywhere. Rey, Kylo Ren, make appearances. You know, they've got these big set pieces there.
Yeah.
You got to use those. But I think they need to stagger the characters. Mm-hmm. And the addition of these others would be a fantastic idea.
Right. And just having more characters. When we were there, we saw characters once.
Yeah, one time.
And stormtroopers once.
Yeah. And all because, you know, they can't walk around right now because of, you know, the physical distancing and everything, right. Pandemic going on. But I get that. But at the same time, a little something extra because Grogu, Baby Yoda.
Mm-hmm. Go-Gurt.
Yeah. Go-Gurt.
Go-Gurt.
I think people would love an opportunity to get a picture with him. Mm-hmm. And especially Mando. People loved him. This last episode of the last season of The Mandalorian was just beyond epic and wonderful. If you have not watched it, watch it. I'm just going to say that. I'm not going to ruin it for anybody.
I haven't watched it. But you did make me watch the last episode.
I did. You watched a certain scene of the last episode.
Yeah.
But that was an interesting rumor. This is something that a lot of people are not happy about, but I think, again, has become very stale. Not a lot of people talk about it. But the popular Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom card game is going to be closing at the end of this month. Almost 8 years of people playing this card game around the Magic Kingdom has been going on at Walt Disney World. And it's sad. I'm hoping that they have something brand new on the way. Again, Disney taking something away, but not announcing anything new to replace it.
Right. I feel like something is coming, you know.
I would hope so.
I think something's coming to replace that. I think a lot of money was spent on, you know, those interactive windows and all that stuff.
So. Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
We never played it. We always said we were going to, and we haven't. But
I have a couple of cards, but I think I got them on the way out.
Right, yeah.
I was kind of busy for the rest of the day.
We would have loved to, like, spend a whole day just doing that.
The great thing about it is, though, is if you are a card collector for Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, you can play the game at home.
Hmm.
It's an interesting fact. So you could continue your adventures and playing with people there at home, game night at family night, you know, since we're quarantining and all this other stuff. But yeah, it's sad to hear about that. But I would have rather heard Disney say, this is replacing it.
Yeah.
It's a couple of years away, but this is replacing it.
Right. Yeah. Give some people something to like look forward to.
Because you had all these interactive spots around the Magic Kingdom that you would go to. And the technology that was used was fantastic. I love it. I will say Harry Potter, Wizarding World of Harry Potter at Universal has got it better.
Yes.
Because of the wands and interactive windows. And
yeah, it's not just a screen. Yeah, something happens.
Something happens. I think Disney may go that route. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I wonder if it'll be like Sorcerer Mickey or like Fantasia based.
Could be. It very well could be.
I'd like to see it expand to other parks.
Something similar is over at Epcot.
Right. You know, yeah, what is it now?
It was Kim Possible.
It's DuckTales.
DuckTales now.
Yeah, it's Kim Possible, and then it was Harry the Platypus.
Right.
And then now it's DuckTales.
Right. So that was kind of sad to hear about, but again, what are we supposed to do? Park hopping has returned to the Walt Disney World Resort as of January the 1st.
July.
It's July already. we've been talking that long.
This year's flying by.
And of course, now you can visit more than just one park a day. The deal is you have to go to the first park that you have a park reservation for. You have to go there first.
You have to go scan your Magic Band.
Exactly. Yeah. That has to happen. You have to enter the park, not just go there, park, and go somewhere else.
Right. And if you're driving, they all scan your Magic Band at the at the thing and make sure.
At the toll.
Yeah, the thing, you know, the booth.
Where yeah, they, the booth, the toll, yeah.
Yeah, they'll scan your magic band to make sure, and if not, they will turn you away.
Exactly. So at the same time, then you've spent a little time at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. If you want to visit another park and you have paid for the park hopper option, mm-hmm. at 2 o'clock, you may enter another park. Okay. Can you visit another one after that? Probably so.
Yes, you can.
You can. You're not going to have a lot of time, but you can do it. Now, a lot of people ask the question, well, what about Rise of the Resistance over at Disney's Hollywood Studios? How does that work? If you are not in the park in the morning to get your boarding pass.
It changed.
It changed?
So the boarding groups are now at 7 a.m.
Okay.
And you can do it from anywhere as long as you have a valid ticket and a park reservation for Hollywood Studios that day.
Right, right. We know that part. I'm talking about the second one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're there in the morning, you get your boarding pass. You have to do it that way.
Yeah.
For in the mornings.
But the second one is now at 1 p.m., with park hopping starting at 2, there's no way you could be in the park.
You have to be in the park to do it.
Yes, for that one.
Yeah. So a lot of people not very happy about that, but that's what makes it fair.
Right.
Because everybody else who tried to get the one in the morning stands a better chance maybe to get in the afternoon or the evening.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Again, it's not the regular park hopping that we're used to. But again, we have to follow all of these, you know, physical distancing procedures, capacity procedures, and so much more. Did you see the crowds over the holiday at Walt Disney World? Are you kidding me? That's 35%.
The crowds this week, it looks like
it's dead.
There's nobody.
Yeah, there's nobody there. But I'm talking about during the holiday.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Always busy.
Holy moly.
We saw your sister and her family over New Year's. And they were like, yeah, I think we're going to go to Disney this week next year. What do you think? And we were like, don't do it.
Yeah,
the week
yeah,
between
yeah.
Christmas and New Year's, we were like, don't. That is the worst. If we could give you any advice, that is the worst time of year to go.
No, ain't doing it.
Yeah. Like right this year probably would have been, you know, good. But
if I live in the area, that's different. But yeah. Not my vacation.
No. Yeah. We're like, they have 3 kids. We're like, you know what? How about no?
They're going to come back from that trip and go, we should have listened.
Yeah. Or yeah. I don't think they're actually going to go now. But they were so excited and we like kind of burst their bubble. They were like, so
we'll
fun.
See.
Like,
we'll see what happens. According to an article posted by USA Today, it looks like the Journey of Water inspired by Moana over at Epcot is not going to be happening in the year 2021. This goes along the lines of Disney's cutbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the same time, we find out about that. Then we see and we find out that now Tron seems to be in a holding pattern over at the Magic Kingdom because the track and the building itself has been completely enclosed.
Yeah, they shut it off.
I mean, the entranceway, the exit, the track that comes out of the building, everything has been sealed up.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes along the line of the theory that Disney is really hurting financially.
And I'm sure they are.
In a really bad way. And I hope there are not more cast member cuts on the way.
Well,
I'll just say that now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's a possibility. I don't want it to happen, but I think it might.
It seems like things crowd-wise are picking up. Just because people are there, I don't think people are spending the money that they used to.
That's true, yeah.
Especially without the dining plan.
Yeah.
That was a lot of money. But now people are buying food. But
true.
You know, I think a lot of times Disney came out ahead with the dining plan.
A little bit of good news at Epcot. I will give you this.
All right.
Because everything's just been so wacky.
Yeah.
Welcome to 2021.
2021. It's going to be a great year. The work on the new Mouse Gears project has progressed a little bit over at Epcot. We have seen the installation of some windows and walls.
Yay!
For that. So that's a great thing. But the rest of it is just a shell of what Interventions in that area used to be still.
Yeah.
Because they haven't done anything. Guardians of the Galaxy has moved along quite a bit. Mm-hmm. You know, they're now working on the queue area of the attraction, what used to be the Universe of Energy building and everything else. They're putting that queue together. You wanted to mention Ratatouille and that area of the walls coming down. I don't know if you can walk into that area or not, but you know,
there's like a hedge.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like the hedges, all the rolling.
Yeah, those.
It's like a grass wall.
So I'm guessing a media event is coming soon.
Yeah, I think so,
Michael.
If you're listening,
yeah, if you're listening,
they had some influencers hosted this weekend to highlight Festival of the Arts going on right now.
Yeah.
So I think it's coming soon.
We'll see what happens with that. You wanted to mention something about Disneyland annual pass holders real quick.
Oh, okay. So Disneyland announced last night that their annual pass program, that's the word, is ending, like for good, forever. Annual passes, as we know them now at Disneyland, are not and will not ever come back. They will have a new system. I think personally, it's going to be a reservation-based system similar to the Flex Pass that they have offered in the past, where you had an annual pass, but you could only go to certain parks on certain days, and you had to make a reservation and tell them what park you were going to first.
I have a question.
Yes, Jeffrey. You guys can't see, he raised his hand and everything.
Yeah. Do you see this happening at Walt Disney World? Are we going to see annual pass holders lose their passes for Walt Disney World?
No.
I would hope not.
Disney World has so much more space and can hold so many more people. And I think a larger percentage of annual pass holders in California are local than there are in Florida.
Yeah.
But how this affects Walt Disney World is if you have a Premier passport, which gave you, it was an annual pass for both Disneyland and Walt Disney World, your Walt Disney World pass benefits, your entry to the parks, your discount, anything like that, expires March 31st of 2021.
Ooh.
So they have not said if you'll be able to, not yet, they haven't said if you'll be able to purchase a new Walt Disney World annual pass, how Tables of Wonderland is affected, if you, that's included in your pass, anything like that. They haven't said anything yet, so keep an eye out. But that was important to know. If you have a Premier pass.
Sure.
March 31st.
Gee whiz.
Yeah.
Crazy. Poor people in California. Golly.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Disney fans in California are just, I feel so bad for them.
There was a rumor that some offices, Disney like offices, were going to be relocated to Lake Nona area of Orlando. So we may be seeing like an exodus soon from California for Disney corporate.
Interesting.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to follow.
Yeah, well, definitely. When we come back, we're going to talk about a brand new resort coming to the Orlando area right here on DW60.
There's nothing quite like the magic at Walt Disney World Resort. It's the place where dreams come true. Moments last a lifetime, and enchantment is around every corner. The world tells you to grow up. Here, you never have to. Walt Disney World Resort. That's the power of magic.
To book your magical Walt Disney World vacation, call Storybook Destinations at 1-844-TO-STORY or visit storybookdestinations.com.
All contests on the Sorcerer Radio Network are open to everyone who lives and works in our listening area, except for employees, air staff, web staff, and volunteers of Sorcerer Radio, their families, as well as employees and families of sponsors of both on-air and off-site promotions. Unless otherwise noted, certain additional rules may apply to all contests, and rules are subject to change. You must be at least 12 years of age to win, unless otherwise specified. Winners have no more than 2 weeks to claim their prize, unless otherwise specified. Winners are not eligible to win again for at least 30 days and cannot win the same prize twice. Proper identification is required to claim prizes. Winners are responsible for gratuities related to certain prize packages and any and all applicable state, local, and federal taxes incurred by accepting a prize. By accepting a prize, the winner agrees that their recorded voice or image and name may be used for promotional purposes and not as an endorsement of a product or business to complete the promotion. Good luck, and thank you for listening to Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Visit dvc-rental.com. Save up to 60% on deluxe accommodations. For more, click the banner at srsounds.com.
DisneyLiveCams.com is the place that brings magic into your home via live video and web cameras. The staff at Disney Live Cams scours the internet for only the best live Disney feeds. Watch from the comfort of your home or workplace. Be sure to check out the Downtown Disney Handycam every night for a wonderful view of Epcot's Reflections of Earth. Feel free to enjoy the Disney Live Cam's featured articles, join the fun with our discussion boxes, and best of all, it's free. Visit DisneyLiveCams.com. Tell your friends and share the magic. DisneyLiveCams.com, a proud sponsor of Sorcerer Radio.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
From the top of the world, it's DW60 with Jeff Davis.
Check out the sound.
Yeah. Like this.
Love the music.
Great music.
All the time.
All the time.
Everybody say.
Sorcerer Radio. SRSounds.com.
What are some of the most popular songs played on Sorcerer Radio? We'll find out every Monday morning on the SRN Top 10, 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Vote for your favorite Disney song on the Sorcerer Radio app by pressing the vote button. And you can also use SRSounds.com as well. That's the SRN Top 10 on Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music, all day long, SRSounds.com. The first Top 10 of 2021 was really interesting.
It was.
It was real interesting.
Some OGs.
Yeah.
Like Monorail Bounce, Wishery, and Pogo. There are a lot of like songs that used to be in the Top 10 every week.
And it started off right with No Yola Lay.
No,
it was there this past Monday, but it was not there for the first one of the year.
I was like, I'm pretty sure, but no, that was
awesome. Yeah, that was, I was like, please don't be in the top 10 for the first one this year. I don't like that song.
I know.
In case anybody doesn't know. Just saying. All right. There is a brand new Orlando resort coming pretty soon. It's not a Disney resort, but I felt it was worth mentioning.
Because this thing looks awesome.
This thing is super, super cool.
Probably the closest thing to an all-inclusive that you're going to find in Orlando.
Pretty much. Let's see here. What do I want to say about this? It's a brand new billion-dollar, 10,000-room resort project. It's going to be right next door to Walt Disney World. You were thinking of a certain location.
I was thinking the Crossroads.
The Crossroads.
Tearing down the Crossroads area where there's across from Disney Springs. There's the McDonald's. We used to go to Sweet Tomatoes. There's a Tom and Chi, which is like a fancy grilled cheese place. There's that like pirate mini golf back there. I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not that area.
Oh, okay.
It's the redevelopment of the villas at Grand Cypress.
I don't know what that is.
That's what that is. But this thing is, it's named the Evermore Orlando Resort. The first phase of it is going to be opening in 2023. It's going to offer a brand new approach as to how you vacation when you're in Central Florida. It's going to have large-scale community homes specifically built for the purpose of vacation renting, but operating with hotel-like industry standards.
Well, and you said, what's it say, 5 to 11 bedrooms?
5 to 11 bedroom homes.
11!
Wow. It's crazy. Also, they're going to have flats. Let's see here. And it's part of Orlando's first Conrad Hotel, Hilton's luxury brand.
Right, I was going to say it's a Hilton property.
Exactly. First phase will open with nearly 1,500 bedrooms spread among an array of experiences from single homes to villas, flats, hotel guest rooms, stuff like that. The concept art pictures are amazing. If it comes out looking like this, you're going to be just shocked. They are also, this is what they specifically had to say. We are incredibly excited to expand on our strong presence in the Orlando market and introduce the Conrad brand to a new city. And that is from Danny Hughes. He's the executive vice president and president of America's Hilton. He also said Conrad Orlando at Evermore will undoubtedly be a sought-after destination for Orlando travelers and will provide guests with outstanding services and impact experiences when they visit the city.
Crazy.
This place is literally, it borders Walt Disney World just minutes from the Magic Kingdom. Could it be part of that Good Neighbor Hotel, you know, thing that goes on with Disney?
I don't think so.
And I don't know.
I don't think so. I think they're going to be more competition.
Probably.
Than, like, friendly.
Here's why it's going to be competition. And this is where Disney needs to step it up, because I would love to stay here. Amenities will include a 20-acre tropical beach complex, an 8-acre crystalline water amenity by Crystal Lagoons, and a brand new 18-hole Nicholas design golf course.
As in Jack Nicholas.
Yeah. And also restaurants.
Yeah.
Like, why do I need to go to Disney? I can just have a vacation just right there.
Yeah.
And that's what's missing from Orlando.
Right.
A type of resort like this, but all-inclusive, though. I want it to be all-inclusive.
Right, this is not all-inclusive.
This is not, no.
But I would love an all-inclusive property in... There's not many in Florida. I think there's one in the Keys that... if I'm thinking of the right one, I think it was Margaritaville, and now it's not. Now it changed names. But yeah. I think there's one in the Keys, and that's the only one in Florida that I know of. I'm sure there may be more, but you would think the white sandy beaches of Florida, especially on the Gulf Coast.
That's true. Yeah. You and I were talking during our stay-at-home quarantine holiday time.
We did not go anywhere.
We didn't go anywhere.
We usually travel, you know, to Seattle or to Arkansas or wherever. We did not go anywhere this year.
No. We've been talking about when pandemic is over, mm-hmm. when we're able to travel, getting together with a couple of our friends and doing an all-inclusive resort vacation to like the Bahamas, Mexico, you know, a few other of options that are out there.
We were looking at Excellence Properties.
Yeah.
That was like the brand. And then there was one, oh my gosh, I hope I can find it. I found the other day, you rent an island.
Oh my goodness.
You rent an island. And
cha-ching.
It has 5 individual bungalows on the island. So you get like 5, you know, 5 friends or 5 couples or whatever. Yeah. And each get a house on this island, and it's part of an all-inclusive resort, so you have staff that lives on the island, and they'll like take you on a boat over to the resort if you want to eat or whatever. But I was like, I can't remember. I gotta remember where I was, but it was cool. But yeah, we've just been daydreaming. You and I together, aside from visiting friends and family, have never taken a vacation, like vacation, relaxing vacation, to anywhere except Disney.
Yeah, that's true.
Never.
Not once. It's time.
Yeah.
Pandemic needs to hurry up.
We were supposed to take a cruise for our honeymoon, and then, you know, cruising is not going on right now. So.
Oh, I mean, yeah, even Disney has canceled their cruises through March of this year. I mean, it's crazy. But this brand new resort that's coming to Orlando in 2023, major competition.
Mm-hmm.
And now with Disney saying, well, we're not picking you up at the airport anymore. You're going to have to ride a train if it's ready in enough time. If not, it's up to you. Just walk, do whatever. This hotel will probably pick you up at the airport and get your vacation started for you. So they've got some competition on their hands.
It's in Belize, the island.
Oh, okay. All right.
I found it.
And that is what's happening at the Walt Disney World Resorts.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Swisher Radio, srsounds.com.
Oh, man, that's good. Yeah, man. You think calypso music is hot? You wait till you taste the pepper on this one.
Ico brings us to the end of the show. Thanks for checking out the podcast. We covered a lot this time. I mean, we just
jump right in.
Yeah, I mean, Disney's responsible for it. I mean, this is what they've done. And I don't want to beat this anymore, but with everything that Disney's taken away and not giving us back, I don't have this great feeling about 2021 all of a sudden. I don't know.
I'm in our relationship too. I am forever the optimist.
You are. Yeah.
He's like, where are you going with that? Yeah, no, I'm always like, but my family calls my mom Pollyanna. Like, just forever the optimist. So I'm excited to see what's coming for the 50th anniversary. My hope and my wish is that these things were in the works way long before the pandemic, and so not too much will be cut, but
yeah,
I'm also realistic, so.
And we do have the 50th anniversary of the Walt Disney World Resort coming in October.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, there's a positive point,
right.
You know, things to be announced about that at a fraction of probably what it would have been.
And I think we'll start to hear stuff soon because normally, you know, the Halloween party would be released soon. We'd start to hear stuff for the end of the year now because people plan their Disney trip so far in advance.
That's true, yeah.
So, but it's hard. I know. I'm sure they're waiting to see what's going to happen because we don't know what the end of the year is going to look like.
That's true.
You know,
absolutely.
This time last year, yeah. We had all these big hopes and dreams.
Oh,
and
yeah. Start of 2020 was great for Disney.
Oh, yeah. It was a new decade.
Ooh, yeah. Let me tell you.
Yeah, we didn't know.
Crazy, crazy, crazy stuff.
I think people are a little more reserved now.
I agree. Probably so. We appreciate you checking out the podcast. Remember, if you need to get in contact with us, send us an email. Send your email to dw60@srsounds.com. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do so over on Instagram at dw60pressrow. We have the dw60pressrow Facebook page, and we're always chatting with listeners in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone on Facebook and also the SR Discord pages as well. We encourage you to go over and join those today. I think that's pretty much all we've got. We appreciate everybody listening. Make sure to let all your friends know about the show. Download the show. Share the show. Give us those 5-star reviews. We definitely appreciate that as well. Until next time, this is DW60's Press Row Podcast. Have a magical day.